Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Now, your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I think we're going to have a great show. I've got a great co-host coming on, and I'm pretty excited about it. Let's go to the Lord in prayer first. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you once again. As a body of believers across this nation and across the globe, many who dare to listen to CSC Talk Radio each morning, they come to you, Father. We all come to you. We praise you, Father, for who you are, the great I am. We praise you for your love, your agape love, that loves us the way we are, but too much to leave us there. For your grace, and for your mercy. And Father, we beg for your forgiveness, because we know each and every day, I know each and every day I fail you. May we choose to walk your path. You have brought the light into the world, Father, and may we share that. And Father, we are in turmoil in our own nation and across this globe, and the reason we're there in this mess is because we have forgotten you. We have failed to acknowledge you. But today, right now, we acknowledge you as God. Jesus Christ as our Savior. Father, I pray for this show that you may bless it. Bless my guest, bless Melody. Thank you for her and all that she does for the show and all that she does for the listeners. Lord, use this show. Use me, hear my, send me. For such a time as this, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. There are two ways to conquer and enslave a country. One is by the sword, and two is by debt. A quote from John Adams. So I guess my question today, has America already been conquered? Two well-known political figures said it this way. We're going to take things away from you on behalf of the common good. Says the woman who can't figure out why she lost an election. Hillary robbed the man, Clinton. And here's another one. The truth is, and you know, this is kind of a truth statement. The truth is, in order to get things like universal health care and a revamped education system, then someone is going to have to give up a piece of their pie so that someone else can have more. That is said, those are words from the illustrious bad acting and fashion blind Michelle Obama. You know, I prefer the wisdom of George Washington. The marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their government. As we enter this hour, I have a quick news flash for you. Before we even get started, Sotomayor has announced that masks do not work. Wait a minute, that's not true. Her mask doesn't work. She's decided that she has to work virtually because the kid sitting beside her refuses to wear his mask. Since Gorsuch will not wear his mask, the spoiled brat who goes by the name of Justice Sonia Sotomayor refuses to show up to work. Truth and common sense doesn't exist in her world, does it? Oh, and another one. It was momentarily concerning for me this morning as I agreed with the Senator Cranky Chuck Schumer regarding the bills he wants to vote on, knowing and we hope will not pass. He said, we're going to vote and we're all going to go on the record. Yes! Finally, on the record, let America see Of course, he means on the record to their party, even though he said the people. The majority of Americans have said no to these bills and additional spending. While inflation continues to wreak havoc on the American people, Cranky Chuck is worried about getting more done to wreck their lives. Calvin Coolidge said, "It is much more important to kill bad bills than to pass good ones." Maybe we should send that message to all the senators. We'd be better off if all of them, all of those working stiffs in D.C., would take their masks and go home. Their work is destroying this nation. So, has America already been conquered? We are the two today, and yes, we have opinionated views. Welcome my co-host, Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Melody, how are you doing today?
I'm doing just wonderful. Thank you very much.
Well, good. I'm glad. We're doing better around here. We were a little icky-poo last week, but we're doing much better.
Well, that's wonderful to hear that you're better.
Yeah, we don't know if we had Ami or some common cold, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of, you know, a peasant, so I probably just had the common cold.
Does that exist anymore?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sticking to it, though, anyway. I didn't bother to get tested, but I had some kind of a head cold, and Rudy had it. My husband hasn't got it, so bless his heart. I'm afraid he doesn't. C.J. Hadley says, don't let your husband catch that stuff. I don't know how you keep that from happening, but anyway. So, isn't it crazy what's going on in the news? I mean,
really
Sotomayor,
is.
She's not going to go to work because Gorsuch won't wear his mask. But if she's wearing his mask, does he have to wear his mask if she's wearing her mask? I mean, this stuff is insane. Just absolutely insane.
Well, I mean, it really is. I mean, the behavior of the people that were particularly...
These children.
You know, exactly. I mean, get over it. Do what you need to do. I mean, isn't that what...
Growing up is?
All about? It's we're supposed to protect and do what we need to do for ourselves. You shouldn't worry about other people. Worry about yourself. Take care of yourself. And...
Well, you know, She's diabetic, so that's one reason she has an extra fear of COVID-19. But, you know, the pandemic has revealed something, and she's slightly overweight. Now, nobody wants to talk about that.
Yeah.
Because some of us are slightly overweight. But the pandemic, I was talking with my husband the other night. I said, if there's one thing the pandemic has revealed, is just how unhealthy Americans are today. You know, the diabetes is so strong and so, you know, so many people are infected with it and overweight and other issues. But nobody wants to talk about that elephant in the room. You know, so.
No, they don't. They just want to control it. They, you know, they just want to write laws and do things.
Make it worse.
Tell you what you can and can't do instead of going to these, you know, these corporations that, you know, put all the junk
in the food
to make people addicted to it, and that's exactly what it is.
Oh, exactly.
And instead of going after them, you know, they would rather write laws and restrict people instead of helping them.
Well, it hasn't been that long ago they wanted to pass a fat tax. So if you ate fat food, you were going to pay higher for that, kind of like a gas tax. You're going to pay more. If you use more, you're going to pay more. And, you know, it's not been that far down the road, and it'll come up again. But the pandemic has revealed that Americans are just not very healthy. And Schumer's throwing fits, and that's, you know, what Schumer does. And the American people need to take notice. But I have an article here, and it kind of took me back to a time when it wasn't too pleasant when we were still living on the farm. That was about 40-some years ago when Carter was in control, and things were really going downhill. And I wanted to talk a little bit about then and now with you. And I hear the music, so we're headed into a break. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She's a sponsor of the show. Without her, we wouldn't be here, and we just love having her here anyway because she's a lot of fun on the air. And we'll be right back. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation, our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer's and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Melody Cedarstrom. We are the two today with opinionated views, but we're right, so that makes it okay.
Absolutely.
So this article, and I sent it to you, I just saw it this morning, and it was talking about the inflation and how bad it's getting. And, of course, American people know how bad it's getting. It hasn't been good for a long time. But I remember, and they were saying roughly 40 years ago, and I remember when we were on the farm, and they pulled the little trick of if they raise interest rates, inflation would go down, which seems crazy to me, but I'm not an economist. And, of course, that made things really bad when you just bought a farm. And it got really ugly, and it was tough. But that was during Carter. And, but they've been talking about this debt, going back to the beginning of my monologue with the debt. And every time we have a new election, well, I'm not sure if they'll talk about that. Well, they might. I don't know. It depends on who ends up running. They don't ever intend to do anything to bring this debt down. They intend to keep it going up higher and higher. That's my opinion, because that's what the nature has been. They just keep doing it. To manipulate. I had a show earlier, Melody, this week, where I talked about teeter-totters, teeter-totter politics. Well, isn't that what they're doing with the economy, the teeter-totter, with the manipulation of the markets and all that? Isn't that what's really going on?
Who knows what's going on?
I didn't really put that question quite right, but you get what I'm saying. It's just they keep manipulating up and down and up and down and up and down. And you know, people get all excited when their 401ks go up. And it's...
And I understand that. And that's always the issue. I mean, it's
right.
Very exciting for to see everyone's investments rise. But the problem is it still doesn't buy anymore. You really still don't get that far ahead. It all comes back, and again, to our monetary policy.
Yes.
Things will not change. I feel like I'm always repeating myself, but there is no other answer to the problems that we have. The reason, I mean, sure, the Federal Reserve was created, you know, so we wouldn't have any booms and busts, and they thought they'd be able to control things through interest rates and so forth. And hey, for a while they could, because what could go wrong? I mean, you know, we have had it pretty easy. We had came through the Great Depression. They took us off the gold standard. They allowed them to, it took away any accountability in spending. And then they take us off the silver, and then they finally close the gold window internationally. So they had free reign after that, and that's when everything started to get bad. Mm. And yes, it took from that point in time until now. But every little recession that we've had, they tried to control it. They create programs. They throw money at the problem. They bail people out. They bail big business out. This time, they're bailing out the consumer, and all that money that they've created in the past is finally going into the economy, and the more dollars that it takes, it's just going to weaken the currency, and it takes more of those dollars, and there isn't anything they can do about it. They can raise interest rates to the moon,
go ahead.
And they are between the federal, I was talking about this yesterday, the Federal Reserve is between a rock and a hard place. You know, the only time you usually, well, I shouldn't say the only time they should. In the past, they've used interest rates to cool the markets, to cool the economy. If things get too hot and prices begin to rise, they'll raise rates to slow things down a little bit. But they really can't do it this time because our economy really isn't that hot to begin with.
Mm.
So they're raising the rates, so it's going to slow down the economy anyway. What's it really going to do to inflation? We've had... You can believe, if you want, their little 2% and less guideline inflation over the past how many years? And to me, 7% is nothing.
Yeah. Well, I think I heard it was at least 15 or 17% or more.
Well,
in reality.
Absolutely. But really, when you look at things, how bad is that? Over the years to which they've fooled us and thinking that there was no inflation, that they've exported our inflation to other countries. We started buying the cheap trinkets from China and everywhere else in Asia and everywhere else in the world where they use slave labor. But that's okay to everybody, you know.
Yeah, we're not really worried about them.
No, heck no.
To quote a billionaire, we're not really worried about them. I don't worry about that when I wake up and have my cup of coffee.
No. Yeah. So they're at a point where there isn't anything that they can really do. And the inflation rates, they're staggering. But what's interesting is they're talking about it.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, you know, they're lying about to the degree of how bad it is.
Right.
But they're still talking about it. And, but they're also blaming the pandemic. They're also, and it isn't a pandemic.
The poor little virus. Gets blamed for everything.
I know. You know, people being pent up and like all of a sudden now they could go buy everything that they want. It's silliness.
Well, you know, I sent you that article from, I don't know who he is, but this is coming from the Daily Wire. It's Ben Zisloft.
Mm-hmm. Loft.
I know, and he was talking about what the gas is and what's really going to, you know, take your money, break you. But in the article, he talks about the groceries, the National Grocers Association, and they're complaining too. And all of these things, not necessarily in this article, are talking about the lack of jobs. You know, people, they don't have people to work. Well, right now, if you're not working, you don't want to work because jobs are there. We've got those signs all over the place in like Jefferson City, you know, hiring, now
Well,
but nobody wants to work because they're getting paid to stay home.
That's a big part of it, but I received, because we talk about this on my program also, I received an email from a listener, and they're talking about it just isn't people that not wanting to work, but it is a lot to do about these vaccinations. Look how many people can't work, because if they want to go to work, are you vaccinated?
That gotta be.
No, you don't get hired.
That's right. And we see that happening we're seeing athletes lose their positions because they won't get it. And
so
they're coming out, of course.
Part of the equation, yes.
The vaccine doesn't really work. And the masks don't really work. And we just keep buying this. And you go to town. I went to town yesterday and most people are not wearing masks, but some of them are. And I'm just thinking how horrible it is to live in such a fear. You know, they've just got people scared to death. Fear mongering is how they're doing. Are you there?
I am.
Oh, okay. You were. Okay.
And, you know, and not to go against what you said, because I agree with you 100%, but it is everybody's own right to do what they want to do.
Absolutely.
And those
Absolutely.
Are my issues. My issues is they are using this event, regardless of what spectrum people are on it. And these mandates, they're changing the laws and enforcing people. And it's just, you know, the Supreme Court is like, how can that happen?
Yeah.
The Supreme Court comes out and says, oh, you know, if you have 100 employees or more, you don't have to follow the mandate, blah, 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 blah. But yet health care, if you do Medicare and Medicaid,
then you
still have to comply to the mandate. Well, how does that work? Two groups of people? Ha.
It's more splitting.
So again, and so many people, we often focus on other things. And to me, that is just mind-boggling.
Mm. Well, and I wasn't all that.
It really shows just where we are as a nation.
Everybody was singing praises because they thought they did such a great job on the Supreme Court. I was not necessarily singing their praises because I'm under the impression, of course I'm old, I'm under the impression the Supreme Court was the final thing to decide whether it was constitutional or not constitutional.
Right.
I didn't hear anything about that. I didn't hear anything about does this infringe upon individual rights or religious rights? Nope, not at all.
Not at all.
Sotomayor went off on a bunch of lies about children. And it's just absolutely crazy. We're going to open the phone lines. I hear the music. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. I want you to ask questions about the economy, about gold or silver. 877-895-5410. And Melody and Beth Ann will be right back. With Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes, and Balladeers. the M-Bar, the call of the cow country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today. I call her co-host. She's on twice a month with me, Melody Caesarstrom. She's the sponsor of the show with Discount Gold and Silver Trading. And we do have a caller, Tim from Iowa. Tim, how are you doing today?
Hi, Beth. Hi, Melody. How are you doing, girl?
Tim. Just great. Good. Thanks, Tim.
Yeah. Well, I won't hang around too long because, you know, if the two become three, you know, two's company, but three's a crowd. So
So what's on your mind?
Well, I was wondering, you know, this BlackRock Investments is investing heavily in Chinese companies. Most of those companies are owned by the Chinese government. How long do you see before we already know there's been a that the Chinese government will grab money out of these companies to fund their shortfalls for their own government? And the disclosures are not being disclosed to investors here in America. Now, they think they have share size. How long do you think before this is going to happen again? This has happened one before where they actually don't have the amount of money in that invested in that fund that they think they had.
You're talking about China or BlackRock? I mean, BlackRock.
Yeah, because they're investing in Chinese companies. They're owned by the Chinese government. And I'm wondering if there's a gap in the disclosure as far as, you know, say I got $100 in BlackRock. If they've got that invested in a private Chinese company, do I really have that there? Because there's no disclosure on the other end.
Well, I mean, first of all, BlackRock is the elite's company, so to speak. It's a company, and so
an evil
company. It's a government controlled. Who knows? I mean, you could do BlackRock. You could put any name in there. Because I believe it's corruption that is rampant, and any investor doesn't have a clue what they have anyway, and they could invest in IBM and they wouldn't have a clue with what they're truly investing in anymore. So, and reading, you know, the big print giveth a little print taketh away. So, I mean, your financial planners, your investors, you know, they do what they're told to do for the most part. Your financial planners, I mean, it's such a rigged casino, and that's what it is. So whether I don't think any type of disclosure means anything to anybody, because who reads them? Have you ever read some of these disclosures when you sign up for an app or something? You go to some website. Have you ever read those?
600 pages. Do you agree to this?
600 pages. So, you know, we are people of trust. You know, we trust, but, you know, whoever we're dealing with is telling us the truth and so forth. But BlackRock, they're in an elite group. They're a government group.
I think that's the point is, and it's been in the news a little bit lately, and I've tried to find a little bit more about it, and I couldn't find a good article on it. But I think, like last night, Tim, I think what I was hearing on the news is because it is the elite, and because so much of what BlackRock has is Chinese investments, so it is a compromising situation. And a dishonest situation, dishonest with the American, no loyalty to your country, which we know that's been out the door for a long time, unfortunately.
But so what? So why all of a sudden BlackRock? It's a distraction.
What do you think, Tim? Why all of a sudden BlackRock?
I think the reason I bring this up is I think we can have a stock market crash, some of the people I'm talking to are shorting, and they should be getting into silver and gold anyway. But I believe we can have a stock market crash, and it isn't caused by our own economy. I think it's caused by the Chinese economy. That's why I bring this up.
And there's a point to that.
Our economy isn't any worse or any better off than China's. I mean, there's no truth in anything. Or very little truth.
Yeah.
So we can't blame everything on China. They do control us. They own our debt. We gave them the ability to control us. The fault
we being
still
Congress.
Lies here at home. Absolutely, DC. The fault still lies here at home.
Yes, it does. It goes back.
Go ahead. So, you know, it's not a matter that China's economy is going to bring down our stock market. They're so intertwined anyway anymore. It's the final pages of the one world order. I mean, even China's president the other day was out there talking about a one world order, and that's the way he thinks it should be. And you know, so he's on the book.
As long as he's the emperor, he thinks that's how it should be.
But he has he's positioned to be the emperor.
That's scary. You know, from going back to what Tim was saying, Tim, is we rely on China so much for our products, our medications, everything. So all China has to do, and I don't know if that's what Tim's trying to say or not, even with our debt, all they got to do is pull the plug. Now, we've put ourselves in that position. Congress has put us in that position. But all they got to do is pull the plug. Like letting the bathwater out.
One thing that's happening with supply chain too that I noticed is, say if you're shopping groceries and out here we got Hy-Vee and Dollar General. mm-hmm. common items between Dollar General and Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee's never running out of stuff. Dollar General is. So we're already seeing some distribution finagling going on with the market in that you can have a smaller business, which Dollar General is, compared to Hy-Vee, and they are not getting some items in stock. They're being sold to Hy-Vee instead of them, and they're not getting it at all. So, and of course, when you have smaller the less amount of competitors you have in an industry, that's not good for us. Our prices will go up.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, agreed, but I mean, this isn't new. It's been going on for a very long time. Eliminating the smaller people, eliminating competition. You know, the best way to limit, you know, they just buy them up and put them out of business and do whatever needs to be done. I mean, it is what it is.
Well, it's become this corporate world, and unfortunately, it's been allowed there. You know, they don't even talk about monopolies anymore in anything.
Not at all.
Not at all. I mean, just think about just the social media aspect of that, the monopoly that they have, and nobody else can get in. And Lord knows some of them are trying now, and I think somebody's trying to put on a whole new internet. But it's, you know, it's like Melody said, we are the problem. These people in Congress, like Schumer and Pelosi and people that died before them, they have done this, and it goes back 100 years, and it just continues. You know, we have on the rural end of it, the Packers and Stockyards Act that's to protect the integrity of the markets for farming. It's never ever been implemented, and the Packers and the Stockyards, they control it. So like Derry Brownfield said, there are no markets anymore to report.
No.
Because it's all controlled.
Yep.
And I hear music. So, you know, Congress is the crisis, not climate change. It's Congress.
And not China, yeah.
And they need to stop legislating. They're just killing us. Anyway, that ain't going to happen because they think that's their job. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate so much your input. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Melody Cederstrom and the fastest hour of the day. When we come back, we'll be on the final segment, and we need to talk about some gold and silver and what's actually happening there. And you can give Melody a call at 1-800-375-4188 in her office, but she'll be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping.
Hear ye, hear ye. Now is the time for all good Americans to come to the aid of their country. For the past several months, I've been sharing with you a newsletter, Voice of the Patriot. Like Thomas Paine's Common Sense, circulate and share these newsletters with freedom-loving Americans, friends, neighbors, family. Beginning with Voice of the Patriot newsletter number 6, start sharing with your elected officials. We must take steps to restore our republic. As nightfall does not come at once, neither does oppression. In both instances, there's a twilight where everything remains seemingly unchanged, and it is in such twilight that we must be aware of change in the air, however slight, lest we become unwitting victims of the darkness, tyranny. We're burning daylight, America. Tomorrow might be too late. Request your copy of Voice of the Patriot today. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Have you ever checked to see how many minerals are in the nutritional products that you take? Not many if they come from fruits and vegetables that do not average more than 12 minerals due to mineral depletion in topsoil. Minerals are the key to good health and longevity, and you need lots of them. A product called Immuno 150 is only $49.95 for a month's supply, and it has 70 plant minerals and 80 other nutrients. There is nothing like it on the market. Now, more than ever, you need to supercharge your immune system, and to do that, you need at least 60 minerals every day. Immuno 150 has more than 70 minerals. Visit Immuno150.com, that is Immuno150.com, or call 888-316-2224. That's 888-316-2224.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I have Melody Cederstrom. We're in the final segment of today's show. We always get down to this, and that's what we get down to, the nitty-gritty, get down to the gold and the silver. And what's going on? It is out of our control, like she was saying. But you can give her a call. We're going to talk about, I'm going to just kind of turn it over to her, but her number in the office to talk about gold and silver or get some more gold and silver for yourself is 1-800-375-4188. I'll slow down. 1-800-375-4188. I get in trouble for that a lot. Self, and it's deserved. And I also, before you get started, I want to promote your show, Financial Survival, that's on every day. It's 3 o'clock Central Time, 4 o'clock Eastern Time. Financial Survival Radio Show, and she has some great shows on there, and you can click on, go to her website or go to my website and click on her icon, but just go to discount. DGScoins.com is the easiest. DGScoins.com. All right. Let's
All
talk
right,
about the gold
you.
And silver. You're welcome.
Thank you. Well, actually, we're having a great day in gold today. It's up $27.28 at $1,842. Silver is up almost 3% at $24.17. Platinum is up $55, and palladium is up 123.
Wow.
Up over 6%. So the metals are doing well today. Pressure on the stock market, and, you know, the dollar's only down 0.21 at 95.53. But you got crude oil up another almost $2, 87.22. So, and the paper markets, they're down a little bit, but nothing much. But it looks like they were positive earlier in early morning trade, and it looks like it's reversing itself. And so we're not quite sure what direction it'll go in today as far as the paper markets. I had a phone call late last night of a woman. She was looking to purchase some silver. And she says, well, she says, I'm going to wait to see if silver goes down. And this is the whole reason why you don't wait. Because the next day, it's up over 3%, almost 3%. You can't time the markets. I mean, and I have customers who do follow the charts. Yeah. And, you know, but to me, when a market is manipulated, I mean, charts are only as good, you know, how good are they when markets are manipulated? But there is some trends that can be created that follow the markets. But most people, probably 95% of people who invest don't follow charts. So when the whole thing is understanding why you're buying gold and silver, and once you acknowledge that, just do it. You can't time the markets. And so now she's going to wait longer. This person.
See if
she's
it goes down again.
And she's waiting for it to go down, and it'll go higher.
Mm.
And she'll wait, and it's the same thing. And it's just human nature. There isn't anything. It's just that's what we do as humans. You know, we don't buy low and sell high. We always buy high and sell low. And but the fundamentals for gold and silver, we're still looking at real lows. And I think everybody understands that and agrees. And from what Tim mentioned when he called earlier and what mm-hmm. we've talked about, inflation, it's just going to continue. And we're not going back to the good old days.
No. Well, and I've got the quote that I used last time you were on from Daniel Webster that I think we should all glean from the – I think we should glean from the I don't know what you'd call it, the prophetic – wisdom of some of our founding fathers. And this is, we are in danger of being overwhelmed with irredeemable paper, mere paper, representing not gold nor silver, no sir, representing nothing but broken promises, bad faith, bankrupt corporations, cheated creditors, and a ruined people. And that's where we are.
That's where we are.
Absolutely. And then Frederick A. Hayek, he's an Australian British economist that said, with the exception only of the period of the gold standard, practically all governments of history have used their exclusive power to issue money to defraud and plunder the people.
Yep.
Except for when the gold standard was there. That was his words. That was the only exception. And that's, again, where we are today. They took it away.
They took it away, and you're right. That's exactly where we are. So where do people think we're going to be, you know, a year from now, or 2 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now? Do you actually think there's anyone credible in D.C. that can will turn it around or even no. talk? They don't even talk about it.
I don't even hear Rand Paul talking about, of course, I know we've got other crises going on about, you know, he wanted to audit the Federal Reserve. I don't even hear that anymore.
No, not at all.
Nope. That was gone with the wind.
Yeah, so we're still going down. We're not going up.
No.
Much as they want you to believe and, you know, they've divided us so much we can't agree on anything anymore as a people.
If you don't wear your mask, I'm not coming to work.
Yeah. I mean... Get real. And it's so things are not going to change or get better. We always hold out hope, but my hope is people prepare and get ready for what might face us. So, yeah. I mean,
give her a call.
Yeah.
I'm going to give the number 1-800-375-4188. 1-800-375-4188. I'm going to make a comment that just popped into my head. Maybe, you know, the old saying about sometimes you have to be in the gutter and looking up before things get better. Maybe we're going to have that collapse before
Definitely.
Anything turns around. And then where will you be if you didn't have a backup plan, which is the gold and the silver? And I'm not trying to be a doom and gloomer.
You can stay in the gutter or go down the drain. How's that?
Ooh, that's ugly. That's ugly. That's ugly talk. Now we sound like the View. No, I'm just kidding.
If you're prepared, you can, you know, protect yourself in the gutter while things go, while we turn around. But anyway, maybe my.
Well, the idea is, we've got to, as individuals, you've got to get out of debt. You've got to do your best to get out of debt, and you've got to have a second plan, because the other might collapse. We don't know that it will. We know eventually it's going to. We just don't know when. And gold and silver is the backup. And that is 1-800-375-4188. You've changed your, and I keep forgetting about that, you've changed your newsletter just a little bit, haven't you? Haven't you made some little changes in that?
Over time we have.
Mm-hmm. I just noticed something different a few weeks ago, and I thought, I'm going to ask her about that, and then I forgot the last time you were on. So, anyway, dgscoins.com. She does have a newsletter there. You don't have to sign up. You don't have to give a password. You just click on it and read it. Lots of good stuff in it. You could click on her Financial Survival Radio button, listen, and it's all archived, too. You can go back and listen. But most importantly, give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. Melody, it's always a pleasure. Thank you, Beth.
God bless you.
Take care and have a great day. You've been listening to CSC Talk Radio. These shows are all about doing what the best we can for one another to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.